Today from the Ohio Newsroom, making higher ed more flexible.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The typical 16-week college semester can be a challenging commitment for community college students, who often juggle jobs, families, and a host of other responsibilities alongside their schoolwork. A national education nonprofit, Achieving the Dream, wants to shorten that timeline. They've selected 5 community colleges in Ohio to pilot mini-mesters. Jason Lafferty is the Associate Vice President of Academics at Northwest State Community College in Archbold, Ohio, and he joins us. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
To start, could you just tell us a little bit about how your institution is reimagining its academic terms?
Sure. So as you mentioned, 16-week terms are fairly daunting for adult learners as well as new college students. So Northwest State has partnered with these groups and is looking at ways to shorten that by giving 8-week courses. So let's just take hypothetically, you're a single mother the ability to juggle per work. Juggle schooling typically are barriers that you see for non-completers. And so this enables that student really to function and concentrate in a shorter period of time while also not giving up their life and their lifestyle.
So how does it work? Because you still have to cover the same amount of ground. You have half the time. How do you make sure you're still getting all the information you need?
Ultimately, when you look at a course, and we like the reverse map, you look at the outcomes. So as long as we're meeting the outcomes, we then determine how and at what pace we want those students to achieve those outcomes. And so whether it's reading, whether it's synchronous work, asynchronous work, testing, as long as the student gets the fundamental outcomes of what we think they need from that course, we can determine the period of time that they would need to complete it, which could be as quickly as 8 weeks. This won't be for everything. You don't want us to accelerate nursing.
How are you measuring success? How will you know that this is working for Northwest Community College?
I look at it twofold. Obviously, completion is super important. The amount of students that are in that coursework that complete the class, will it lead to stackable coursework to complete an actual degree? And then the other thing we want to look at is really their grades. It wouldn't be extremely valuable to push students through 8-week coursework when they're making C's because their aptitude level wouldn't be as high as those that are making A's. So we also want to measure, their grades.
In Ohio and across the country, we're seeing steep declines in higher education enrollment. How do academic terms factor into that issue?
Again, especially the community college level. You have adult learners, you have ones that want to come back and reskill and upskill. And the length of period of time often is one of the largest detriments to a student's success. Give you another example. A lot of us that have master's degrees went through accelerated courses. So we could take them, we could focus on that one piece of course for 8 weeks as hard as we could and do as well, and then move on to the next coursework. And it also accelerated it. As an adult, I want to try to get that degree as quickly as possible, get those skills as quickly as possible so that I can use them as quickly as possible.
That's Jason Lafferty with Northwest State Community College in Archbold. Thank you for your time.
No, appreciate you having me here, Kendall. Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.